We've got four high impact areas. The first obviously being the export processes. We need to start regulating export-import control processes more stringently. At the present moment, our International Trade Administration Act doesn't allow for the policing of these processes. And this is an open door for syndicated criminals to get stolen goods or stolen non-ferrous metals out of the country quite successfully. Unfortunately, with law enforcement or even with the International Trade Administration Commission, they don't have enough resources to check every container that leaves the country. So that becomes a challenge, and therefore it's very critical for us to address this matter with the Minister of DTI, for him to have the legislation changed and to incorporate in that legislation stringent measures which allows for free export, free import, but that we do not export or import stolen or illegal goods. And that for BAC is really the forefront and the core of what we want to achieve. The second area obviously is coordination of data. We have a central facility or database where this is actually happening at the moment. Unfortunately, we cannot say more about that. Third area is vigorous operations. SAPS has been brilliant. They are now very proactive in provinces and regions as well as national, where there will be operations or operational plans developed in each province, and there will be more vigorous policing of the second-hand goods to ensure that copper is not stolen. In a sense, we don't want them to be more reactive, we want them to be more proactive. So that is in the way. As I said, there's a lot of high-level developments within SAPS which are catering for this and which are accommodating this, and I think SAPS has been wonderful in the sense that this is now deemed to be a priority crime. So it will get the focus attention that it needs. And I think government has also realized the impact it has on the economy. And the fourth area, which I think is most critical, is business getting its house in order. We found that it's very easy to say that there's a reliance on law enforcement organizations to actually do the policing. But we believe that most of the risk exists within the businesses themselves. They need to unpack, clean up their house, unpack their value chains, look at the risks that are internal, right through from their financial investment into security, skills and capabilities of staff, the companies that they outsource to, analyze and assess what the risks are, look at their contracts with these companies that are outsourced, and see to it that if you outsource, for instance, to a security company, if the areas where the security companies are providing a service are still hotspot areas, you need to look at your contracts to say, how do we make them accountable? Because obviously their mandates are not carried out optimally. What is going on? Why is it not effective? So these are essentially the four high impact areas, apart from other initiatives that we have. But unfortunately, we couldn't address you on the operational stuff. So we're quite positive. Although, for instance, the export-import seems to be long-term, we believe it will probably have the highest impact. The others also are more short to medium-term. We believe in the combination of the four is going to result in a huge reduction of copper theft or non-ferrous theft in the country. And I think at the same time, it's going to boost our economy because we're going to be getting more purified monies coming in into the economy, and we will not be facilitating, or South Africa will not be a conduit to facilitate criminal activity across our borders.